Now, adjust the volume control so that the sound can be heard in all parts of the room.
This is the Protect Your Assets podcast.
You get the idea? Bring me
a dream. It's on the internet. Make him the cutest
that I've ever seen. Go on. Give him two
lips. Like it's like no cheese I've ever tasted. And tell him
that his loss. Here's the Sandman. Over
Sandman. Happy 4th of July weekend. I'm starting to get used to these four-day work weeks. Well, this next week, it'll be about 3.5 days. That sounds pretty good to me. You know, this is one of my favorite holidays. I love being with family, seeing the fireworks, firing up my barbecue. It's gotten dusty, and enjoying a nice cold beverage as I think about what's going on in the world. And don't I have a lot to contemplate right now? How about you? Well, good morning. Welcome to Protect Your Assets. I am David Hollander, your host. People around here, they call me the Sandman, and that's because I help my clients sleep well at night by answering their most troubled legal or financial questions each week right here on KNBR. And that's because I am an attorney and run a financial planning firm and have been doing so for about 30 years. As I think about this holiday, I think about how lucky I am to live in this country and be able to do just about whatever I want to do in such an incredible, beautiful area. But you know what today is also about? It's about your freedom. Your freedom to actually retire when and how you want to. What do I mean? Well, just the other day, I was speaking to one of my clients, Mark. We were sitting there after having a great day at the track together. We drive cars together, and we're sitting there at the bar having a beer, just talking about the day. And we had developed a financial plan for him and showed him how he could spend up to $12,000 a month starting this September. You see, he's spending $7,000 a month right now and wants to start traveling with his wife to celebrate all their hard years of work together, raising a family. You understand. He wanted to know if he could spend an extra $2,000 a month to travel. Well, of course, I said, see the plan. You have plenty of room. You could spend $5,000 more a month if you wanted to. Let's put that in your budget. This exercise got me thinking. What I did is create freedom for Mark. And yes, it is the 4th of July, and we are celebrating our freedom as Americans. But how great is it that this year, Mark will celebrate another day of freedom, freedom from having to work another day in his life if he doesn't want to. And guess what? He doesn't want to. See, he enjoys driving the car around the track and wants to go to all the tracks we have here in the North Bay, and even maybe get down to Southern California if he gets that opportunity. Finally making the decisions to do what he wants to do and enjoy the time with his wife and his family. But while this is an exciting time in Mark's life, it can also be a stressful time because many people are still haunted by the question that anyone retiring today asks themselves time and time again. And that question is, have I saved enough? Do I have enough money to last the rest of our lives? Well, with inflation still at all-time highs, a stock market that feels like, well, it's about to come down a little bit possibly, and an election just around the corner, running out of money in retirement, well, it's a legitimate concern. So how do you avoid running out of money in retirement? Well, today we're going to go through some great ideas that you need to be aware of and go through a checklist to see if you're ready. It really is that easy. So get ready as I'll have all the answers to creating your own financial freedom as we celebrate our freedom as Americans. It's all coming up next, so stick around. Now let's get started. Well, last week, yesterday, closed the books on the first half of 2023, and the headline, well, it was a pretty strong start. The Dow up 2% for the week, year-to-date up 3.8%. Listen to that. Dow up 3.8 for the year. S&P 500 up 2.3% for the week. And that was up 15.9% year to date. NASDAQ up 2.2% for the week. Get this, and this is where the story continues. 31.7% for the year to date. The international index was up slightly, 0.8% for the week, 7.9 year to date. The 10-year treasury holding in solid there at 3.83. We had a little bit of a pop in the bond market as a result of some economic news, but then it settled down a little bit on Friday to close down slightly. Oil, slightly over $70 a barrel. And bonds, well, they're up 2% year to date, but for the week, down 0.3%. So as we closed the first half of the year, people started asking me about Powell, because as you know, Powell and some of the other ECB leaders got together and they had a conference and they were talking about interest rates. And someone asked me, why would the Fed keep raising rates if it looks like inflation is declining? It was a really good question. So thank you, Judy, for asking that. But I want to talk to you about an article that I came across this past week from Ben Bernanke. Remember Ben Bernanke? He wrote an article recently about why the Fed would keep hiking rates. And it made a little bit of sense. So let's talk about what Mr. Bernanke has to say. After all, he's the one who saved us from the financial crisis in 2008. You may remember that, student of the Depression. So most of the inflation spike that we saw, and again, this is Bernanke, not me. Most of the inflation spike that we saw in 21 and 22, think about that, price of real estate locally, increase in groceries, increase in going out to the restaurants. When did that all start? It started in 21, remember? That's when the prices started really ramping up and we just got used to it. According to Mr. Bernanke, it was driven by supply chain problems, not consumer demand. Really? Okay, well, Mr. Bernanke's paper went on to demonstrate that supply-driven inflation shocks usually reverse over time. Now, I don't know, I'm not, you know, again, I'm an economics person, but it's super boring to me, honestly, and so I try and make this a little bit more understandable. We all know Target, right? We all have shopped at Target. If you think about Target, inventories went way down during the pandemic, right? Because we were all running in there wanting to buy toilet paper. And the supply chain froze, not only because people couldn't go to work, but there was nothing there. So prices did what? Well, when there's no supply, prices go up. Think about the used car market that's now come down. So in response, stores like Target overordered. And as supply chains came back online, because people went back to work and normalized, they were flooded with inventory, of course. They had more than they needed. This led to discounting. And it's why Target has struggled over the past year. And if you think about it, I just realized this after reading this article. Bed Bath & Beyond. I used to love that store. I'd go shopping there with my daughter. Whenever she'd go back to college, we always would hit that store before she went back to her apartment and help her get with pots and pans or plates or any towels. Where's Bed Bath & Beyond? They're gone. They went out of business because of this. Why does this matter? Well, it matters because supply-driven inflation shocks, which is what we just went through, don't require a substantial Fed response, meaning increased rates. And that's economic speak for the Fed wouldn't need to hike rates too aggressively because of this issue that I'm talking about. So why has the Fed aggressively hiked rates, and why might they continue to do it for longer? Here's the answer. Again, according to Mr. Bernanke's paper, the longer there's a tight labor market, the greater the chance it becomes a constant source of inflation. So getting the labor market back into balance should be the priority of the Fed going forward. And if the current Fed is listening to Mr. Bernanke, which I presume he is, or they are, I'd say, because there's more than one, the Fed has made little progress in returning balance to the labor market, and that's why they could very well raise at least another 50 basis points when it comes to rates. Now, if they get it wrong, what will that mean? Well, it means it's going to be a drop in the stock market. And while this is not entirely negative, the labor market could quickly come into balance in the next few months, and the Fed might not need to hike rates as much as they're talking about, and particularly as he said last week at this meeting. So I don't want you to read this as absolutely negative view of the future, but it does explain why the Fed has been so militant about additional rate hikes, even though we've seen inflation come down. So Judy, I hope that helps understand that. But I also want to point out what has changed since last February. Remember, last February is when we had the market down. Well, I monitor different indexes, as you know, each day, and we talk about it on this segment of the show. And if you go back to February of this year and you write down the yield on the two-year treasury, where was it? Well, it was slightly above 5%. Where did we finish just yesterday? Well, as you know, the 10-year yield closed at 3.83. Seems like, I'm sorry, 10-year yield was at 4.76. So the 10-year yield is close to, I'm sorry, the two-year yield, I'm getting those mixed up. The two-year yield is close to 5% currently. Now, what's changed since last February, other than the S&P 500 being up, like we talked about at the top of this segment, a little over 15%, almost 16% if you look at it? What's changed? Well, not much. In fact, it's gotten worse from an economic standpoint. If you look at the economy, it's actually deteriorated since February. You've got the 10-2 spread we talk about. 10-year treasury yield is less than the 2-year. It's inverted. Back in February, it was 0.88% negative. Now it's 0.99%, so that's worse. You have 2023 earnings. Back in February, this is forward-looking earnings on stocks, 2.25, same today. How about 2024? $2.40, same today. What about the federal terminal rate? Remember all the discussion about that? Well, back then it was 4.63%. Today it's 5.25%, so that's higher, that's worse. That means that there's going to be a greater break on the economy. The manufacturing index that I care so much about, now it's 46.9%. What was it back in February? 47.7. So again, that's a contracting economy, and that's just getting worse, not better. How about the service index? Back then it was 55.1. It's worse today, it's 50.3. And the jobless claims, that's what I was just talking about, 225,000 as of June 27th was 256,000. So that's worse. So if the economy has deteriorated since February, how is the S&P 500 up more than 10% since February 28th? Well, I'll tell you, the 15% return for the S&P 500 in the first half of 2023 is the fifth best start since, get this, 1990. And in those four better instances, the market recorded an average return for the full year of 33%. Well, it's been focused in technology. Technology has outperformed the index, and the leadership within the S&P has been concentrated in a few mega cap tech stocks, like what? Apple, Microsoft, Tesla, Amazon, Alphabet, also known as Google, Nvidia, and Meta, all gained an average of roughly, get this, 85% in the first 6 months of this year. So what does it mean for us going forward? Well, super cap tech better not flinch, because the reality is the fundamentals for this market haven't improved. Super cap tech has lifted the S&P 500 higher. And so if AI does not turn on to be the profit booster that markets expect, there's absolutely no reason why in the second half the S&P 500 can't pull back 5 to 10%. If there isn't a pullback, well, guess what? Growth on will continue. And I like right now, because it hasn't done really much, industrials, materials, financials, value, and small cap. That's where you want to be, because those could outperform. What's going to be one of your largest expenses in retirement. Remember, today we're talking about your financial freedom. Find out what it is when I come back and what you need to know. You are listening to the Protect Your Assets Show. I am David Hollander, the Sandman. We'll be right back.
Take the first step toward reaching your financial goals and get the information that can help you live a confident retirement. That first step is going to pyaevents.com and signing up for our next free event. That's pyaevents.com. Now, back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, the Sandman.
Welcome back. I'm David Hollander, also known as the Sandman. And you are listening to Protect Your Assets this morning. It is the 4th of July holiday weekend, and we are celebrating our freedom to retire whenever we want to. But before we do that, there's some things you need to know to make sure you don't run out of money in retirement. So before the break, we were talking about what is the biggest expense in retirement that can literally come out of nowhere and take a huge chunk of your savings. Well, that is healthcare. And according to a recent statistic from Fidelity Investments, a healthy 65-year-old couple, so we're talking about two people, 65 years, retiring this year in 2023. Well, get this, it's projected. We're not talking about long-term care. We're just talking about your health care. $315,000 is the number today. That's today's dollars of what you'll need in retirement to take care of all these sort of costs that are going to pop up. And you may say, well, what about Medicare? In fact, before the break, I was talking about my friend Mark. We were sitting around the other day after having a great day at the track together, just talking about him turning 65 and wanting to walk away from work. And so Medicare came up and he was asking me about what he thought he should do. So I thought today would be a great idea to talk about your health care, because this could be the biggest expense that you face in retirement. And if you're not aware of it or what you need to do, well, get out that pad of paper right now and a pencil and take down some notes, because if you're turning 65 and you're wanting to retire, then you need to consider Medicare. So let's talk about Medicare. There's some time to review that and considering your options. The thing you need to remember is the 7-month time frame. What am I talking about? Well, before you turn 65, by the way, happy birthday, Mark, because he just turned 65. Enrollment period begins 3 months before you turn 65. They count the month that you actually turn 65. So in this case, Mark turned 65 in June, so June is one of the months, plus three before, that's 4. And now he has 3 months after his 65th birthday to sign up. So you have essentially a 7-month period of time. Make sure you write that down, it's important. What does Medicare consist of right now? Well, there's basically three parts to it. You have Part A, Part B, and Part D. You also have choices of which type of Medicare plan you choose. You have a Medicare Advantage plan, and you have something called Medigap Supplemental Insurance Plan. So those are two separate types of plans you'll have to choose from. Now, this is brief because there's quite a more information about this, and you can always go listen to my podcast. I did a show entirely on this subject, Medicare, and if you go to Spotify and just type in Protect Your Assets, you'll find our show. It has a little character of the Sandman there. It's not my face. It's the one of the little Sandman character. That is the show, and you'll search for Medicare and you'll find the show. But let me give you the highlight. Part A. Part A of Medicare covers hospitalization. Medicare Part A will pay for all of your hospitalization after you meet the deductible, and that does change each and every year. Part B, that is the optional coverage for medical expenses and requires an annual premium that you have to pay to an insurance company, depending on which type of plan that you have. And Part D is the prescription drug coverage. The types of plans I was talking about earlier are the following. The Medicare Advantage plan, that is sort of like a Kaiser in that it's an all-in-one. It includes all the services, Part A, Part B, and can even roll up your prescription drug coverage. So it might make sense. Your supplemental policy, this is probably what you're familiar with from work. If you had, say, like an Anthem, that's a Medigap policy. That's something that fills in the holes through a private insurance company for things that Medicare Part A or D don't cover. Here's a tip. You may be better off paying a higher premium when you go into retirement. And here's what you want to do. You want to factor in the number of visits you think you might have the upcoming year to go to the hospital or to see your doctor or to do a pharmacy run. And also look at your copay and any coinsurance you might pay per visit. Add all those numbers up for the coming year and see if making a higher premium may make sense in relation to the amount of money you might get out of that policy. Now, also know this, once you select one of these plans, you're not stuck in it forever. In fact, you can switch annually plans if you find that you're spending more money than you really want to. And consider this as you start to look at your plans. Here's a breakdown. Again, this came from Fidelity Benefits Consulting, a recent survey, where you're going to spend your money. 44% of every dollar you spend, of that big number I gave you, comes from what's called other medical expenses. Like what? Well, co-payments, co-insurance, deductibles. These come for doctor and hospital visits. 44% of every dollar you spend. What's the next biggest? Medicare Part B and Part D. These are just premiums. Doctor appointments and hospital visits. It accounts for 39%. Of every dollar you're going to spend. And the smallest number, 17%. Well, that's for generics, branded drugs, specialty drugs, 17% of that budget. That's where that comes from. So again, think about that. Now, what about if you're turning 65 and maybe you want to work a little longer, or your spouse does? I see that a lot. I have a couple come in and one of them doesn't want to stop. They want to keep working and the other one's ready. They're done. They have a couple more months to go. And they just are trying to convince their spouse to stop and have some fun with them. But you know what? He or she or they, excuse me, doesn't want to. They just don't want to stop working. Okay, I understand that. So if you're 65 and you're still going to keep working, but your spouse isn't, then you should get your health insurance through either your employer, because that might be able to continue on, as you know, through, say, a COBRA, or if you're a federal employee like Mark was. They have great plans, or your spouse's employer, because just because you stop working and your spouse continues to work, well, maybe you could ride on their plan and get a benefit for that by waiting. So consider these questions as you look at this option. Which of the plans offers you the best coverage for your upcoming healthcare needs? You might, and this is what we talked about with Mark, you may want to go in and get a checkup before you announce your retirement and just see how you're doing. You can literally go through a battery of tests, go get a very comprehensive blood panel done, go ahead and do an MRI, go ahead and do the EKG, go ahead and do a full body scan or CT. You may say, well, that's going to cost a lot of money. Well, not if you satisfy the deductible and you knock it out right now in the middle of the year before it's too late and you've run through the hole, right? Because now if you've gone through the deductible, all the stuff is gratis. And most doctors will allow this, particularly if you're trying to get an idea of where your health lies, right? So then you'll see what your healthcare needs might be for the year coming up. You might need some procedures, you might need some things done. Maybe that's not the best time to retire. Your employer is required to offer you coverage, but is that the best option if you leave? Again, you won't know unless you ask. So find out what that will cost. Ask this question, is it more expensive to stay with your employer's plan, or since you're 65 now, consider this. Maybe you join Medicare now and let your spouse continue on their plan. That might be a better option. And then lastly, can your spouse or your partner remain in their plan even if they decide to leave work and you do as well? Because if they can stay on their plan and maybe you can join that plan as a result, that might be better. So again, you won't know any of this unless you write down all these questions and find out what the answers are Because the goal, the number one goal for you, remember this when you get ready to retire, is make sure that neither of you have a gap in coverage. I can't tell you how many times I see this where you're not even looking at this, you've retired, and all of a sudden you don't have any insurance. And then something bad happens. And guess what? It costs a lot of money today to go through a hospital. I don't care if you're there for a day or 5 days, or in one case, we had someone there for 27 days. You could be talking hundreds of thousands of dollars in bills that you're dealing with. And if you don't have insurance for that, you've got a big problem. So understand this, healthcare costs continue to rise in this country. And as a result, if you are 55 years or older, you only have a few options where you can put more money away to help you pay this bill. And one of those is through an HSA account. You're allowed to put $1,000 a year away, if you're 55 or older, more than the normal person can, to catch up and have more money available to use if you get sick later and need it. If any of this is giving you concern, you don't know how to take advantage of these things, you just don't know where to start, well, give me a call. I've been doing this for over 30 years. I love it. I love to find these little nuances and cracks where there is some more benefit for you. But the only way you can figure it out is if you pick up the phone and create your own freedom by talking to us. 866-PROTECT. Protect those assets you've worked so hard for by giving me a call right now. 866-PROTECT. You can call me right now and speak with a member of my team right now today. Live, we're here working on a Saturday. Give us a call. Talk to Phil, Cam. Give them a call. 866-PROTECT. Coming up next, it's time for our popular They Say segment, where they say long-term care, well, it's only 2.5 years. Find out the reality. You're listening to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander. That's me. We'll be right back.
Take the first step toward reaching your financial goals and get the information that can help you live a confident retirement. That first step is going to pyaevents.com and signing up for our next free event. That's pyaevents.com. Now, back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, the Sandman.
Welcome back. I am David Hollander, also known as the Sandman around here. Someone asked me yesterday, why are you called the Sandman? Well, I am called the Sandman because my clients gave me that name because I help them sleep well at night because they don't worry about their finances or their health insurance or their long-term care or their legal. We do all that for them. So that's how I got the name. Anyways, we're celebrating the financial freedom this weekend, the freedom to say, I don't want to go back to work anymore, because it is the 4th of July weekend and we are celebrating our freedom to live the way and retire the way we want to. Now it's time for one of our fan favorite parts of the show, our They Say segment, where we debunk common myths, half-truths, and sometimes just bad advice that they say.
Who are they? What do they know that I don't? And what are they saying this week? Here's David Hollander, the Sandman's answer.
All right, so here's one they say. They say that the average long-term care stay is only 2.5 years. Is that true? Well, I say only. Well, 2.5 years seems like a sentence if you're in a nursing home. I come back and say, well, are you speaking about men or women? And why I ask that question is because long-term care is really very specific. What do I mean by that? Well, according to a survey, now, some of the best information that's out there today, this is where I go look at my information from, not only from our clients, but also from this website. You may want to write this down, genworth.com. They have a whole segment on aging and your finances, including long-term care. And according to a survey they recently did, they said that the median, this is the median, the average care cost for just long-term care is anywhere from $48,000 to $100,380, get this, per year. Per year, depending on the type of care needed in long-term care. Now, as I read more in the article, I started to look at the cost of care and what that might be. So according to Genworth, again, this is long-term care we're talking about. We're not talking about Medicare and your deductibles and your premiums, which I mentioned in the previous segments, over $300,000. This is in addition to that. This is long-term care. And according to them, they said that for a 2.5-year stay in a long-term care facility, let's say you're 65 right now and you're not thinking about this for another 15 to 20 years, if you're a man, the number is $447,401. And that's just on the low end. If you're a woman on the low end, get this number, $752,447. Now, this is where I got a little scared, because if you have Alzheimer's or dementia, and if you don't know this statistic, this one's alarming. 1,626,912 for 8 years of care. Think about that. Where would you get $1.6 million to pay for your care? Probably your house, right? Where do you want to receive long-term care? Well, I'm going to be in my house. I don't know about you. So how are you going to pay for that? Well, this is where it gets into the conversation about long-term care. And so you do have options. There are many different ways today to get long-term care. There is traditional long-term care insurance. But as a lot of people say, well, they always can raise your premium. I think I buy one thing, but then I get another. Well, I understand that. So what other options do you have? There's something called asset-based long-term care. And I would highly recommend that you look into that. It's called ABLTC. It's a newer type of policy where you pay a single premium and you're done. That's it. You never have to pay ever again. And some of the carriers by contract, and again, this is where I put on my legal hat, because as you know, I am a lawyer, they cannot raise your premium because they're contractually bound to offer you X amount of money for what you put into that policy. And they're also bound to pay you a guaranteed growth rate, which they can't monkey around with or change as interest rates or the Fed changes policy. These are all things that you can negotiate ahead of time, so you know going in how much money you have to put up on the table if this sort of thing happens to you. Now, I'll give you some more statistics, because Genworth is just full of great information. According to them, listen to this. The claims that they've paid, depending on if you're a male or a female. What do you think the longest male claim is that they paid? You're never going to believe this. 19 years and 3 months from two different companies, according to this statistic. How about for females? You probably think females go longer than men, right? No, they don't. According to this statistic, men were longer. But the longest female claim paid by one carrier was 16 years and 6 months. Next longest paid by six different companies, 15 years and 6 months. So all I can tell you is this. You've got to get a plan together. You've got to figure out if this were to happen to one of you. Because let's face it, if you're a married couple, 65 years or older, the probability of this happening to you is almost certain. One of you is going to experience this. Now, if you get to be age 83, the fact that you could develop dementia or Alzheimer's goes even more higher in terms of statistically probably going to happen to you. So why would you gamble with that? Why would you play around with that? Because that particular illness, it's not 2.2 years you're talking about. It's going to be 4, 5, 6, 7 years that you're going to be spending a heck of a lot of money. And why go naked on something like that? Why run around without insurance on something like that? That's just crazy. The reason you do that is because you don't understand what your options were. Because if you really did, if you understood what's out there and how you could take advantage of this, if you were able to do it, it's obvious. It's like, why wouldn't I do that? Of course, it just makes sense. So if you want to learn more about how you can generate more money from what you have to cover the contingency of an event like this occurring to you, then you got to pick up the phone right now. I've been doing this for over 30 years. I am an expert in this area, and you do want to talk to me, because not only do we do elder law and we understand the legal ways to maneuver the system, but we also run a financial firm and an insurance agency, and I've been doing this for over 30 years, so I really do understand how to take advantage of those who try and take advantage of us. It's just information, and if you are able to qualify for these things, well, guess what? You should be in the best position possible. How do you take advantage of what's out there today? 866-PROTECT. You got to pick up the phone and help yourself if you want to be free. 866-776-8328 is the number to call. Give us a call, 866-PROTECT. Let us educate you. Coming up next, how do you increase your chances to 96% or better of success in retirement? Well, there's only one way. Find out when I come back. You're listening to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander. That's me. We'll be right back.
If you missed any of Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, all you have to do is go to pyaradio.com where you can download or listen to our latest shows for free. Just go to pyaradio.com on your computer or mobile device when it's most convenient for you. That's pyaradio.com. Now back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, the Sandman.
Welcome back. I am David Hollander, also known as the Sandman. And we are celebrating the long 4th of July weekend. You have plenty of time this weekend to think about what you want to do if you're getting close to retirement or you've been thinking about it. We are celebrating the financial freedom today and how you can create your own freedom to walk away from work when you want to, as opposed to when you're told to. Today we've been going through the things you should consider if you're thinking about retiring and how you can increase the probability of having a great retirement. A lot of folks come in and they start out with the idea of doing certain things in retirement, and we run it through our financial planning tool, and sometimes it comes up at 76%. And a lot of folks say, well, how can I increase that to 90% or better? And one of the big areas that we work a lot on is Social Security. Now, we had a client recently who wanted to retire, and he had the idea that he was going to take his Social Security at his FRA. And for those of you who know Social Security very well, well, that means your full retirement age. And in this person's case, that happened to be age 67. Now, when we ran that scenario where he was just going to turn on his Social Security after he had retired at age 66 and was going to turn it on at 67, the probability success of his retirement was a 76%. In other words, he had a 76% possibility that he would do it successfully, but if certain things happened, he would run out of money before he passed away, and that would require him to have to sell his house. And that's not what he wanted to do, because in his mind, if he became ill, he wanted to make sure he died in his bed. He didn't want to go to some nursing home somewhere, and we all have the visions of that. And if you don't, maybe you should stop by one this weekend. Just go stop by a nursing home in your area and just walk through the lobby and see if that's what you want to do. Maybe you don't. And if you don't, that's okay. It's your choice. So what we did is we ran a Social Security analysis for him to show him some different ways to do it. And we increased the option in this case of taking it at age 70, along with his spouse starting at age 70, and looking at the probability that one of them lived to the age of 85. By doing that, by just changing the way they took Social Security, we increased the benefit to that family by over $200,000. And by doing that, we increased the probability of success on their retirement to, get this, 84%. So we went from 76 to 84%. Now you say, look, I wouldn't get on an airplane if the success or probability of me reaching the destination was 84%. Would you? Probably not. So you're probably one of those folks who say, if I get on an airplane, I want to reach the other side. So I want to see at least 90% or better, right? And retirement, if you think about it, is sort of the same thing. You want to reach your destination. You don't want to run out of money. And ideally, if you're like some folks, you want to die with 10 cents in the bank, right? Right. But you had a great life. Okay. Well, how do you increase the probability on you not running out of money during retirement and having the financial freedom to go back to work and say, I'm done? You're one of those 90%+ people, aren't you? Well, if you are, we have the way to show you how to do this. In this person's case, again, I'm looking back at this clients that walked in, we increased the chances of their success to 96% plus. And here's how we did it. We optimized their Social Security and their portfolio distribution. So by doing two different things, we were able to use all of their savings and their equity to do the retirement that they always dreamed of. And we didn't have to get into the equity of the home. And this was all possible through our portfolio optimization tool that, again, our CPAs, financial planners, and attorneys who work under one roof got together and designed this plan for these clients. So now they're sleeping much better, which is why they call me the Sandman. Take a deep breath through your nose, inhale, exhale through your mouth, and picture a day when you don't have to go back to work. Picture a day when you're standing on the deck of a large luxury liner, looking at the azul blue Mediterranean, and your daughter thanks you for making this happen. Picture a day when you can relax, travel, and do all those things you've always wanted to do. Well, it's easy. Just pick up the phone and call us. We've done this for thousands of people. Call 866-PROTECT. Again, the number to call is 866-PROTECT. Pick up the phone and talk to a Protect Your Assets team member right now. Dial 866-PROTECT and find out what you don't know. I'd like to give a big thanks to the Protect Your Assets team for putting together a great show today. My executive producer, Kevin Renfer, and network manager, Raf, Phil, Cam. Because without my team, I'm just another pretty voice on the radio. You have been listening to the Protect Your Assets show. I am David Hollander, the Sandman. Go out and make the rest of your life the best of your life. Happy 4th of July, everybody.
Investment advisory services are offered through Liberty Wealth Management, a registered investment advisor. This podcast is for informational purposes only and should not be relied upon as a basis for investment decisions. The strategies mentioned are not suitable for everyone. The information expressed does not consider your specific situation or objectives and may not be appropriate for all investors. Past performance is not indicative of future results. To better understand the risk associated with investing and how it reacts to different market conditions, listeners should always consult with their qualified investment professionals, financial advisors, legal or tax specialists, and conduct their due diligence before making any financial decisions or taking any action. The legal information provided on the air is not intended to substitute for callers hiring their lawyers to advise them about personal legal matters. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Liberty Group LLC paid for the following program, and the host's views and opinions do not represent those of the station or its ownership. California Life Agent number 048569. Persons engaging the services of one affiliate of Liberty Group LLC companies should be aware that each company is operated separately. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Radio Network.